President Bush yesterday visited Pennsylvania for the 27th time since he's been in office. The president hopes to carry the state and its 21 electoral votes in November after narrowly losing the state in 2000. But that may hinge on the outcome of a Republican primary fight there between Arlen Specter, the moderate four-term Republican incumbent, and conservative Congressman Pat Toomey. The president has sided with Specter and campaigned for him last night in Pittsburgh.
He is a tough and principled legislator. He can get things done for the people of Pennsylvania. He's a little bit independent-minded sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Many Republicans see the face-off between Specter and Toomey as a battle for the very soul of their party, NPR's David Wellner reports.
Congressman Pat Toomey often claims he's from the Republican wing of the Republican Party. It's no surprise, he says, to see President Bush backing Arlen Specter. He writes that off to traditional loyalty to a sitting senator. But Toomey insists he's the one who's actually much more in step with the president.
But there isn't any question about that. I'm much closer to President Bush than Arlen Specter. Arlen Specter is to the left of center on economic, business, social, cultural, legal issues across the board. He's really always been part of the liberal coalition, and I'm a conservative across the board.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in giving a rousing Philadelphia welcome to the next senator from the great state of Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey!
Several dozen supporters are at a rush hour rally outside the Philadelphia train station. On a sound system powered by a nearby hot dog stand, Toomey promises the crowd that by voting in next Tuesday's primary, they'll help pull off the biggest upset in Pennsylvania's political history.
This race is close and getting closer, and we're going to win this race. And the reason we're going to win is there's a simple message that Pennsylvanians understand and are coming to agree with all across the Commonwealth. The message is Arlen Specter's been too liberal for too long.
Three white-haired gents play Dixieland as the wiry 42-year-old congressman poses for photos with his wife and two small children. Toomey is a conservative's conservative. He's against abortion, taxes, and federal spending. Unlike Specter, he opposed last year's Medicare overhaul that President Bush signed into law. Toomey supporter Marion McGrath is one who regrets having voted for Specter in past elections.
And then every time he's disappointed, you know, he's either not voted with the Republicans or he's done something weird. So I've had it. I mean, he's done this to us for four terms, and I think that's enough.
My name's John DeGroat, and I'm supporting Toomey. I've had enough of snarling Arlen, as his colleagues in the Senate call him. He doesn't stand for much of anything that the Republicans stand for. He votes the same as Kerry about 70% of the time. So, you know, he doesn't represent my view, so why should I vote for him?
Toomey's campaign has far less money than Specter's, but it's gotten a big boost from the conservative The Club for Growth. The Washington, D.C.-based anti-tax group has been running an anti-Specter TV ad that shows the 74-year-old senator popping out of a jack-in-the-box.
He voted for 8 huge tax hikes. Higher income taxes, higher gas taxes, higher Social Security taxes. Arlen Specter, surprisingly liberal.
Carnegie Mellon University political analyst John Delano says Pennsylvanians are not surprised to see Republicans going after Specter, who he says has always had a love-hate relationship with his party.
He is certainly regarded as one of the most productive Republican senators in Pennsylvania history, bringing home lots of bacon, but he hasn't been ideologically in tune with many, many Republicans for many, many years.
Besides not voting to impeach Bill Clinton, Specter has angered many Republicans for opposing Robert Bork for the Supreme Court, for supporting abortion rights, and most recently for opposing the Bush administration's new rules on overtime pay. Still, he's backed in this TV ad by one of the most conservative members of Congress, fellow Pennsylvania GOP Senator Rick Santorum.
Arlen is with us on the votes that matter to move our agenda forward for this president and for the country. I'm proud to endorse Arlen Specter.
Despite being the incumbent, Specter, during campaign stops, often plays the underdog.
How you guys doing?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well. Thank you. We're fighting.
Well spoken.
We're fighting.
At a lunchtime rally outside the courthouse in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Specter reminds a crowd gathered on the sidewalk that theirs was the only one of the four counties surrounding Philadelphia where candidate Bush won in the last election.
Philadelphia is the traditional Achilles heel for
Republicans. As I think most of you know, I was the first Republican to carry Philadelphia in a very long time when I was elected district attorney. And I don't think President Bush can carry Philadelphia, but I think I can help him hold down the numbers.
Moderate members of the GOP say Specter's their kind of Republican. Local attorney James Sargent says he might vote for the Democratic candidate if Toomey beats Specter in the primary.
Pat Toomey represents a very small percentage of the population of the Commonwealth, a very conservative Republican backlash, which I'm frankly a little embarrassed about.
Another Republican lawyer, Seamus Lavin, says Toomey is part of what he considers a disturbing trend in his party's political direction.
If the Republican Party is to last and maintain its status, they're going to have to stay towards the center because this conservatism that you see in Toomey and even in Senator Santorum, I think, turns a lot of people off, people that would otherwise vote Republican.
That view is echoed in the punchline of Specter's campaign ads.
Pat Toomey, he's not far right. He's far out.
By hewing to a moderate pro-labor, pro-education funding stance, Specter has softened the image left by his ardent defense of Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas and grilling of Anita Hill. Terry Madonna, who's a respected pollster, says Specter could indeed be crucial for President Bush if he's on the ticket next fall.
He has tremendous crossover appeal, particularly in the Philadelphia suburbs and in the western part of the state, where he attracts swing Democratic voters. These are, you know, voters who typically will vote Democrat but will vote Republican if given an opportunity. Specter over the years has given them an opportunity.
Specter's lead over Toomey has shrunk to single digits in some polls. Stephen Moore, who heads the Club for Growth, says his group sees Toomey as a potential Ronald Reagan-like superstar for the Republican Party.
But even if Specter wins this race, this will still have a shock value to a lot of the other wayward Republicans, because none of the other incumbents want to go through this kind of near-death experience that Arlen Specter is now experiencing.
Democrats are also hoping Toomey wins the GOP primary next week. They say their middle-of-the-road Senate candidate, Congressman Joe Huffle, stands to reap many of the votes that Specter and possibly President Bush might otherwise get. David Walnut, NPR News.